Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we are focusing on what is probably the most critical challenge for small and mid-sized businesses.
Yeah.
How do you win the technology race against the giants?
Right.
If you're running an SMB, you know this feeling. You're fighting uphill against competitors with, well, what seems like limitless budgets and advanced systems that just feel totally out of reach.
Completely out of reach.
So our mission today is to really dig into the sources and find out exactly how digital transformation consulting is, you know, acting as this great democratizer.
Leveling the playing field.
Exactly. We're looking for the precise strategies, the clear steps, and the measurable outcomes that can turn that tech gap from a liability into a real strategic advantage for you.
And it's not just an advantage, it's non-negotiable for survival right now. I mean, we really have to frame the scale of this challenge.
Okay.
A 2024 Gartner study found that 87% of senior business leaders, that's nearly 9 out of 10 say digitalization, is a core priority.
Which makes sense. Everyone knows it's important.
Everyone knows it. But here's the kicker. Only 40% of SMBs have actually managed to successfully implement a comprehensive strategy.
Wow.
That 47-point gap between knowing you need it and actually getting it done, that's the failure point we have to solve today.
Okay, so let's unpack that. Before we talk solutions, we need to be really clear about the problem. What exactly defines this competitive disadvantage, or as the sources call it, the SMB technology gap?
It's a systemic problem. It's really a set of compounding weaknesses.
Mm-hmm.
Our sources point to 5 critical areas where SMBs are just at an immediate disadvantage.
Okay.
First up, you have legacy systems. So these are the aging software platforms, the server humming in a back room somewhere.
Right, the ancient accounting software that you can't touch, because if you do, the whole thing might just fall apart.
Precisely. The whole house of cards. They become these huge bottlenecks. And that rigidity leads directly to the second problem, limited IT expertise.
The small internal team.
Yeah, your small IT team is constantly firefighting. They're stretched so thin just maintaining the old stuff that they have zero bandwidth left for innovation.
They're just trying to keep the lights on. They're operating, not advancing.
Exactly. Third, and this is a huge one for making decisions, you get fragmented tools. So you've got these disconnected, often overlapping applications.
Mm.
They create these massive data silos. Departments are working from totally different versions of the truth.
Which means the sales forecast doesn't match inventory and customer service has no clue what marketing just promised.
Yeah.
That's a business killer.
It absolutely is. And number 4 is the reliance on manual processes. We're talking about copying data from one spreadsheet to another all day long.
Just a massive time suck that's full of errors.
Full of human error. It just drags down productivity. And finally, the big one, security vulnerabilities. Older systems, well, they inherently lack modern cybersecurity, making them prime targets.
So given all that, how does a DT consulting service actually democratize access to enterprise power without needing an enterprise-level budget?
It really works by offering those big company capabilities through strategic guidance, phased rollouts, and cost-effective cloud solutions. It levels the playing field in 4 key ways.
Okay.
First, you get access to enterprise-grade expertise without the full-time costs. This is the fractional leadership model.
So instead of trying to hire a super expensive full-time CTO.
Right, who you might only need for 6 months anyway, you access that expertise on demand. You just buy the time you need.
That's huge. That right there addresses a massive talent barrier. And I'm guessing the technology's accessed differently too.
That's the second big advantage. Cloud-native tools eliminate capital expenditure or CapEx barriers.
Right. No more buying massive, expensive servers.
Exactly. CapEx is a huge upfront cost for hardware that starts losing value the second you turn it on. The cloud shifts you to OpEx or operational expenditure.
Which is like a subscription.
It's like renting a modern apartment instead of buying a house.
Mm-hmm.
You pay a predictable monthly fee for something like Microsoft 365 or Salesforce, and the vendor handles all the maintenance, all the upgrades, all the security.
That makes perfect sense. You get flexibility and predictability built right in.
Third, and this is really the engine of efficiency, automation multiplies small team productivity.
Mm.
Automation platforms allow a small, focused team to achieve the output that, you know, used to require a much, much larger workforce. It turns a small crew into a digital machine.
And what's the fourth piece?
Finally, data analytics enable competitive intelligence. Modern tools like Microsoft Power BI or Tableau aren't just for huge corporations anymore.
So anyone can use them.
They make predictive analytics accessible to SMBs, turning all that raw data you're collecting into actual insights about your customers or your operations.
Okay, this is where it gets really interesting for a business owner listening. They say, okay, I'm ready. Where do I even start?
Mm-hmm.
What does that structured approach look like?
You can't just jump in. A successful transformation always, and I mean always, starts with a forensic assessment. This is step one, technology assessment and current state analysis.
An audit.
A deep audit. Consultants review your infrastructure, take an application inventory, often finding software you're paying for and not even using.
Oh, I'm sure.
And critically, they do process mapping. They map how employees actually work, which is almost never what the official procedure says.
So they find out not just where the business is spending money, but where it's bleeding time.
Exactly. The cost analysis looks at hard costs, but also those hidden costs. The 2 hours someone spends every day manually fixing data.
Right.
That baseline then feeds directly into step two, business objectives alignment. Technology has to enable a measurable business outcome, period.
So you're not just buying tech for tech's sake?
Never. The consultants work with leadership to define clear goals. Is it about revenue? Is it about removing a specific bottleneck, improving the customer experience? You have to know the why.
So once you know the what and the why, you can build the how. Talk me through that implementation sequence, the technology roadmap. Why is a phased approach so important here?
Phased is critical because it manages risk and it manages cost. You avoid that big bang overhaul that's so expensive and so likely to fail.
Right. You want quick wins to build momentum.
You want quick wins. So a typical roadmap has three phases. Phase one is the foundation. This is usually in months 1 to 3.
What does that include?
This is where you establish a secure standard base. You migrate email to the Cloud M365 Google Workspace. You implement basic security like multi-factor authentication.
Which should be non-negotiable today.
Absolutely. And you set up cloud backup and disaster recovery.
Now, 3 months seems incredibly fast to get all of that done, especially with a messy legacy system. Is that realistic?
It's aggressive, for sure, but it is achievable if you're using experts with pre-built tools. Remember, you're replacing complex, fragmented systems with standardized cloud platforms that are designed for this.
Got it. So you're moving from the foundation to actually building the house.
Yes. Phase two, process automation. This is typically months 4 through 6. Now your systems start talking to each other.
Fun part.
Right. You integrate your CRM with your accounting software. You automate data entry using APIs. This is also when you deploy your first business intelligence dashboards.
Okay, and phase three?
Phase three is advanced capabilities, usually months 7 to 12. This is where you get your real competitive edge. You might deploy an industry-specific application, an ERP system, or implement AI-powered tools for customer service.
And I have to imagine that through all of this, the biggest risk isn't the technology failing, it's the people not using it.
That is the number one transformation killer. The critical threat through all three phases is change management and training.
Right.
Projects fail because of poor adoption, not because of a technical glitch. If your team goes back to their old spreadsheets because they don't like the new CRM, that whole investment is worthless.
Okay, so let's focus on two areas that our sources say drive the fastest ROI, automation and cloud security. Starting with automation, where are the biggest wins for an SMB?
You see immediate gains by just eliminating that repetitive low-value work. Think data entry and transfer. No more manually copying info from a web form into your CRM.
Hmm.
Document processing, so electronic signatures, automated contract routing, customer communication, 247 chatbots for simple questions, automated email sequences, and for management, automated reporting.
So real-time dashboards instead of building spreadsheets for 3 days.
Exactly. No more spreadsheets.
But people always worry, don't they? Does automation mean getting rid of jobs?
It's a key concern, but the research is very clear on this. For SMBs, automation almost always redeploys employees to higher value work.
Okay.
You aren't cutting staff. You're freeing up their time for things only humans can do. Strategic planning, building customer relationships, real innovation.
So the person who spent 10 hours a week fixing data can now spend that time talking to clients.
That's it. And that's where you see those incredible ROI figures, you know, 200 to 400% in the first year. You're just reclaiming expensive human hours and putting them toward growth.
That is tangible value. Now, let's pivot to security, because the urgency here is, frankly, terrifying. The stat that 60% of small businesses close permanently within 6 months of a major cyber attack.
It's an existential issue. It really is. Mm. Moving to an enterprise cloud vendor gives you a security posture you could never build on your own.
How so?
You get three major advantages. First, enterprise-grade infrastructure protection. You are instantly protected by their 2,147 security centers, staffed by hundreds of specialists.
So you're basically drafting their entire security team onto your team.
Precisely. Second, you get automatic security updates. This is so critical. One of the biggest vulnerabilities for on-premise software is just forgetting to apply a patch. Cloud vendors do it instantly, automatically.
Closes that window of vulnerability.
Immediately. And the third advantage is support for a zero-trust architecture. This is the modern security model.
So this is things like multi-factor authentication.
Yes, MFA, conditional access policies, zero trust basically means you assume no one is trustworthy. You verify every single access request every single time, even if they're inside the network.
Okay, so I get the concept. But when I hear things like Azure AD, I think of a massive IT team. How does security consolidation actually become accessible for a company with, say, 60 employees?
Because consolidation radically simplifies management. Instead of juggling a dozen different security tools from a dozen different vendors.
One for the firewall, one for antivirus.
A third for email security, right?
Right.
You manage it all from one place. The Microsoft 365 security stack is a perfect example. You have Defender for your endpoints, Azure AD for identity. It's all integrated. It's designed to work together from one console.
Which saves time, money, and reduces the skill you need to manage it.
Massively reduces the complexity.
So let's bring it all together. What does this all mean on the balance sheet? How does this investment actually translate into profits and growth?
The outcomes really fall into four clear, quantifiable buckets. First, you've got operational efficiency.
Mm.
Companies see a 30 to 50% reduction in their time to market. They see 15 to 25% lower operational costs within about 12 to 18 months. And employee productivity goes up often 20 to 35%.
Okay, that's huge. That frees up cash and people for other things.
Absolutely. Second is revenue growth enablement.
Yeah.
Better CRMs and lead scoring, you know, that leads to a 20 to 40% increase in sales conversion.
You can scale faster.
Much faster. You don't hit that technical ceiling anymore. Third is enhanced customer experience.
Because everyone has the same information.
Everyone's looking at the same customer history. This means faster response times, days become hours, hours become minutes, and you can have really personalized interactions.
And the fourth bucket.
Finally, risk mitigation. With better security and automated backups, you see a massive reduction in downtime from days per year to maybe hours, and you're protected against things like ransomware.
Now, it's important to talk about measurement, because that 40% success rate you mentioned at the start suggests a lot of businesses buy the tech but don't measure the right things.
That's a critical point. We have to look at hard ROI versus soft ROI.
Right.
Cost reduction, the hard ROI, that's easy to count. But the strategic value, the soft ROI, is what really determines long-term success.
Like better customer experience or being seen as a market leader.
Exactly. Superior customer experience, stronger competitive positioning, even higher employee retention. Those things generate returns that far exceed the initial investment. If you get to market 40% faster than your competitor, that's what lets you win the deal.
So we often hear SMB leaders think, this is great, but my IT guy can handle this. Why does a professional consulting partnership make such a critical difference here?
Because these projects have very predictable failure patterns that an experienced consultant knows how to avoid. The most common pitfall is technology-first thinking.
What do you mean by that?
Your internal IT team, their job is to keep the lights on. They're focused on technical capability. A consultant forces the focus back to the business outcome. Will this increase revenue? Will this reduce risk?
That's a huge distinction. Your team is maintaining, not necessarily strategizing.
By necessity, yes. Another major risk is underestimating change management. We've said it before, but it's the biggest one.
People problems, not tech problems.
Most failures are adoption failures. Consultants bring proven training and communication plans that internal teams just don't have the time or expertise to build.
What else?
Inadequate integration planning. Getting all these different cloud systems to talk to each other seamlessly, that requires architectural expertise that's often missing internally.
You end up with fragmented tools all over again.
And wasted money. And finally, managing scope creep. Consultants keep the project focused on the highest impact goals so it doesn't just balloon into a mess of unnecessary features.
So the core value boils down to speed, a faster time to actually seeing the benefits.
Accelerated implementation and faster time to value. That's it. A project that a consultant can deliver in 3 to 6 months might take an internal team 12, maybe 24 months because of learning curves and competing priorities.
This has been a really insightful deep dive.
Yeah.
I think the core finding is that digital transformation is essential, but it's also crucially achievable for SMBs.
That's achievable.
It's done through these phased roadmaps, smart cloud architecture, and high ROI automation. It's about buying strategic power, not just buying software.
And our final critical takeaway for you, the listener, is this. The single biggest mistake we see is treating transformation as a technology project. It is not. It's a business initiative focused on growth and competitive advantage.
Mm-hmm.
And since modern cloud tech is constantly evolving through automatic updates, you know, you're not doing those big disruptive upgrades anymore. The focus has to shift from upgrading the code to optimizing the process.
So a final thought for people to take away.
If you've already transformed your core system, ask yourself this. What continuous process optimization will you implement this quarter to maximize the next set of cloud capabilities you just get? That question ensures your focus stays on the business, not just the architecture.